This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelle along with Herb Tyler here on WWL Radio, your home for LSU, and you can hear us on the pregame and also the game at 6 o'clock tonight free on the Odyssey app. We want to thank Map Construction for being our sponsor here for this Tiger Tailgating Show, and we're live from Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. What, about a mile from Tiger Stadium? Though you wouldn't know it if you got on the highway and tried to get No, Herb can tell you that. Man, and so can I. I got about 3 miles away, and man, I'm getting these alerts. Traffic. And I sat there for about 18 minutes of about a 2 mile ride. So it is what it is. It's LSU home game, and they only play one more away game all season long. That's at Alabama. Yep. When they play the Crimson Tide, who right now is in a tussle in a game. Herb, I thought that they had it in their pockets. And it's 24-21, Alabama with about a minute and 40 seconds and counting down. And Arkansas has been able to come back in this game, but it looks as though the Tide has sort of sealed it with a first down run.
Yep.
But, man, go through you. College football is crazy. If you watch Prime and Colorado last night, they got a 29-0 lead.
That's right.
And I'm like, man, I'm almost fixing on throwing in the towel, maybe get me a little early sleep. But man, something kept me awake. And I watched the entire game and watched what Stanford's not real good. Come back and win in double overtime. And so you never know.
Yeah.
Just never know in college football.
Yeah, man. I watched the first half of that game. And you know, we went to the movies last night. We went and saw The Equalizer 3 with Denzel Washington, which was phenomenal.
I was going to ask you, how was it?
It was phenomenal. I loved it. I loved, you know, 1, 2, and 3. So all of them. So I like the trilogy, if you will. So we went and watched the movie, got back. I got in the bed. I said, I'm going to watch a little TV. And I realized the game was on. I didn't know the game was on. So I watched the first half of it. And, you know, Colorado was up 29-0. And they go into halftime. And, you know, with me, if you know me, once I get in the bed, it's, at some point it's over. I'm passed out. So I wake up this morning and I start, you know, reading through my sports stuff. And it's Colorado loses, or, you know, to Stanford in overtime. And I'm like, there's no way this is true. This has got to be fake news. So I had to go research it some more, and it was true. And that's college football today, right? As bad as Alabama looks right now, they're still 3-0 in conference play. and about to be 4-0.
Yeah, because
Herb be 6-1 overall.
They finding a new way to win. Mm-hmm. It's not the dominating performances that we've seen in the past. But you know what it boils down to? Wins and losses.
Wins and losses, that's it.
You don't get no style points for the other stuff.
W's and L's. And then can you coach in the crunch time and get your kids to fulfill whatever that destiny is for that day? That moment, you don't have to. It doesn't have to be flashy. It doesn't have to be, 50 points, 60 points. All you need to do is have one more point than the other team on the other side on the scoreboard. So, and that's something that's very important. So that's what I'm looking forward to LSU moving forward this season is how can they get that defense right to kind of catch up somewhat to the offense. Just make a few stops here and there, create a couple of turnovers here and there, and just play lights out like we know LSU defense can play in the past, but not so much in the past this season.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit more about this series, but, one of the things is Auburn's offense has not been real good this year.
Nope.
And
nope.
LSU's defense hasn't been real good this year.
Nope.
Auburn's defense has played really well this year. And LSU's offense has played lights out.
Yep.
But they haven't played a dude like Jaden Daniels.
No.
I mean, that's the difference. You play up against a guy like that.
He's a Heisman Trophy candidate, period.
No question.
I don't care what anybody says, right? He's a guy that can beat you with his feet. He can beat you with his hand, of his arm. He can beat you, even when he takes a hard hit, right? He gets up and keep on ticking. He's kind of like a Timex. So I really enjoy the fact that he's a tough guy. He's tough mentally. But he's also – his game has – evolved so much from last year to now, which is what I thought the whole team would be, right? Each phase of the team, offense, defense, and special teams, going into the second year with Coach Brian Kelly. But, we see a little bit of things that are difficult on the defensive side. You said something that's important. Auburn's offense is pedestrian at best, and I don't even want to call it that, but, I don't know.
No, the quarterback ain't right.
Well, it's not right. That's correct. And I think Hugh Freeze is a guy that's going to get that position right sooner than later, right?
He will.
And so, but this year is not the year. So we need to take advantage of it right now, today, tonight, and see what we can do against the War Eagles, the Tigers, whatever you want to call them, on the other side tonight. I think it's going to be a very interesting game because this could be a game where Auburn uses Robert Ashford more than they do Thomas Wright. Let him run the ball because he can run the ball with the best of them. I think that's the way you beat LSU because we've not stopped anybody's run game yet this season.
And so we'll see. In the second half against Missouri, I've used the term better. Okay, that it was, and it couldn't be no worse than it was in the first half.
Yeah,
but it was certainly better, and you got some stops.
Yep,
and
you gained a little confidence, right?
You gained a little confidence, and the thicker kicker kind of helped you too. This cat was off that day with his kicks, but still, you played better on the defensive side, the football, not certainly up to LSU standards. So the F grade might go to D. On what you did in the second half against Missouri. Can they build upon that? And you going up against a team that you don't want to be their elixir and get them better. You want to be somebody, let's just slam the door and let us get better on defense and put up some confidence.
So what I will say is Cook is not a pushover quarterback, right, that they played against last week with Missouri. What was really encouraging for me was the way that we got a couple of those stops, which were interceptions.
Right.
Being in the right place at the right time with the play call. And then
And Luther wasn't dominant in the second half like he was in the first.
I don't think Luther caught one or two passes.
I think he caught a couple passes in
and that's it.
Half.
But I think what happened with what told the story of last week's game was the fact that the defense was in the right position. And that itself tells me that, take step one, be in the right place at the right time when it's called upon for you, and then you make the play. So they, Major Burns and Harold Perkins caught interceptions in that game. They were in the right place at the right time, and then they executed the play that needed to be executed, and that's important to me. So I look for carryover of that, because at the end of the day, if you can be in the right place and then give a decent amount of effort, you should be successful, right? And I think that should be key for our defense moving forward for the rest of the year.
One of the things you've seen a change, and they've moved the defensive lineman up front. But when they hired Pete Jenkins, you and I talked about it. I said, man, Pete going to blow a gasket. This sit back a yard off and read and react. Pete don't want that at all. And I knew he wasn't going to be too happy with that. He moved him up front. The other thing with LSU defensively that would really bother me, and I've heard Coach Kelly talk about it twice this week, man, your DBs, get your damn head turned around.
At some point.
Come on, you got to turn around and find the football.
I told you I was Mr. Interception in my eighth grade year at
Edna. Man, you sound like Bobby J.
Okay?
with this.
I'm just telling you, man. And the one thing I did was once you get to a certain point, you utilize the sideline, the back of the end zone or something, the guy can't go anywhere else. It's over. He can't. Turn your head around, find the ball, and then meet the ball at the point of attack. Go up and get it. I'm just telling you, when I seen these guys play the beginning of this year, and I've seen this in the past too, where they just don't turn their heads. They're looking at the receiver's eyes, and they're trying to see when the receiver's eyes get big, and then the receiver starts putting his hands up. Now you got to guess where the ball is going to. No, turn around and catch the ball. Because a lot of times it hits them in the back of the head or in the back of the shoulder pad.
You're in a position to make a play.
Make an interception, like an actual play.
You in a position to make a play, and you don't do it, and I think that's what would drive me crazy. And as soon as I saw how they lined up, I knew that Coach Jenkins wasn't going to be too happy with this read and react stuff. That's not what he's taught throughout his entire career. He's always been, you attack up front.
All the best defenses, whether it's park ball, middle school, high school, college, professional, whatever kind of ball it is, the best defenses are on attack.
Right.
They're not reading and reacting because by that time it's too late. You're catching at that point. You got to be attacking the offensive line or quarterback, running back, receiver, whatever it is. You have to be on attack as a defense.
All right, we'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We're live right here from Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Got a nice crowd here at the present. Jason taking care of everybody here at Acme Oyster House.
Yes, he is.
And also, we want to thank MAP Construction for making all this work. Because without them, we might be doing it somewhere else.
Build beyond, baby.
Build beyond.
That's
we
right.
might be building the building. So we'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break here on the Big 870.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We're back here on the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelia along with Herb Tyler. We're live at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit. Got a great crowd out here. Super drink specials, food specials, and man, you can watch all the games. You're surrounded by TVs right here at Acme Oyster House. Now's the time for our Thibodaux Regional Health Systems Tiger Scout Notebook, and it's brought to you by the Sports Medicine Center at Thibodaux Regional Health Systems. Want to thank Greg Stock, everybody there, for always being a great supporter sports in our area. Herb, before I came to WWL, say full-time a couple years back, I was doing pregame for others. And the two games, we would always take extra time, and we got a little pattern of it, Alabama, because they had so many prospects.
Yep.
The other one was Auburn. Man, you got to look good to find more than a couple, three players here that may be able to, say, upperclassmen that could potentially be drafted.
Mm-hmm.
That goes to show Brian Harsin, when he was there, he was El Lazio as a recruiter. He didn't do a good job. Now, I know one thing. You might not like Hugh Freeze and what happened off the field, everything else. And, everybody's got their opinions. One thing Hugh Freeze can do, he can recruit.
He can recruit.
Now, Brian Harsin, he was a good coach at Boise State. I get that. But, man, he was a bad fit here. And I had a couple guys that told me, man, when he walked in my mom and dad's house and come talk to us, almost like he had to give a business card out to see who he was, because, you know, we didn't recognize, you know, it was Brian Harsin coming to the house. Man, when that happens, Herb, you in bad shape. And this is in the world of name, image, likeness, transfer, you can swing it around quickly. But, man, Hugh really got himself involved with a team that is void of talent in big areas. They were always great on defense.
Yep.
When y'all played them, they were really good on defense.
Oh, yeah.
That front seven was good, and they always had a player or two in the secondary.
Yep.
Today, you got to look hard.
So, you know, it's weird because when I look at Auburn is a really, really great, attractive school to go to, whether it's academics, whether it's football, whether it's whatever. Because they, if you think about it, they literally mirror LSU on the football field every year for the most part. And the biggest thing that I think that went wrong with Auburn football was the fact that they hired a couple of the wrong coaches at the right times, right?
Yeah, and, wrong coach, right time.
That's right. And so they didn't really put forward the best effort. Now, the other thing is I guess the board or whoever or whatever, who was actually running Auburn football at the time? And that's been the question for the past, I don't know,
wasn't the AD
or
the president.
So. That's right.
The well-funded alumni.
There you go. Who don't know anything about any of it,
but
they have money, right?
Say.
They had a say. So now you put the coach in, you know, compromising situations. Let's call it that. With that being said, here you got Hugh Freeze, who I think is not going to take any of that. He don't care what it is that you're going to be bringing to the table. He's going to make sure that you understand his philosophy, the way that he, you know, recruits and the way that he, you know, runs his little business that's inside of Auburn football. Because at the end of the day, they're always competing against who? Alabama.
Right.
Every year, whether it be recruiting, whether it be football, whether it be whatever, it doesn't matter. It's either it's Auburn versus Alabama. It's War Eagle versus Tide.
And they were always a heavily recruited, like Pensacola,
yes.
Florida, on the
yes.
Panhandle team.
Mm-hmm.
They always got top players from there.
They always did. And they can literally get top players from anywhere they want to if they just try. They're a very good school. I actually like Auburn as a school, and the stadium is one of the best stadiums that I've been in.
You went over there, or you just liked them when you played against them?
I visit over there.
Okay.
My wife actually visited there as well.
Oh, okay.
She was really leaning hard to go there, but she didn't want to leave the state. So
I got you.
Here we are, right? And so, but I every time I see Auburn, just when we played them, and I'm going to just give you an example. When we played them, we literally, every game, it was one of the most difficult games, and the outcome was almost exactly the same. Like, it was like a 19-17 game, and then a 25-23 game, and then another 35-38 game, or whatever it is. It was exact identical teams always playing against one another, and it's whoever coached the best was actually going to win, because whoever had the best chess piece to move in the right situation was going to win the game at the end. And I look at it and I see Auburn as a team that's going to be on the rise. I'm going to tell you right now.
I agree with that.
It ain't going to be easy. It's not going to be a pushover tonight, and it definitely ain't going to be a pushover moving forward. But I will say this, too. If Auburn finds the right quarterback, they're going to be just fine, because I think Hugh Freeze is going to go out and get the right receivers, running back, the defensive ends. They're always going to recruit really well on the defensive side. He's just got to make sure he has a really good defensive coordinator.
Give us your most memorable moment going up against Auburn, because that's a situation where, man, you got a chance to play them more than once, so mm-hmm. to speak. And those were always tough games. And I remember talking to Coach O about this on the 2019 season. He was like, hey, T-Boy, I'm going to tell you, that game we played them, you talking about was tough.
Yeah.
And he said, man, it was like a knockdown, drag-out fight.
Every game.
And they threw a wrinkle they hadn't seen before. It was three men up front. Now, Derrick Brown was a grown man
yep.
in that game.
Yeah.
And they would drop eight in coverage. So they forced Joe Burrow to say, okay, if you're going to get it, you throw it in between all those
yeah.
arms and hands.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, Auburn, they were really good that game. And they maybe played LSU better than anybody
yep. that game.
The entire season, the way they played them defensively.
I think the score ended up being 23-20.
And Kevin Steele was the one who thought about that defense to try to stop Joe.
That's right. That's right. I think the final score of that game was 23-20, something like that. Now, when I played – I didn't play in 95. That was my freshman year, but I played right after that game. I played in 96 away at Auburn, 97 at home, which we lost, and 98 away. So I've never beat them at home. I only played them one time at home. I won away, lost at home, won
so
away.
So you won over there, but you lost at
That's
home.
That's why I love the stadium so much.
I got you.
So, but in that 96 game, that was the game where the fire happened.
Okay.
So that's a memorable game because of that. But we also won like 19-15 or something, or 19-17, something like that. That's right.
So we got some good Auburn
some
people,
Auburn people yes.
coming in front of
hey,
us
I
here.
I played in the 80s at Auburn.
So,
did y'all have Kevin Steele here when you were here?
So one of the things with it is that I'm interested to see here about the reaction.
Hold on, let me finish my story, man. Hold on.
Okay.
I got to finish this right quick.
Go ahead and finish
so
it.
1998.
We got disrupted, but we
1998,
good.
That's right. 1998 was when we finished, my senior year, we played them at Auburn, and I scored 5 touchdowns in that game, and I got SEC Player of the Week. So that was my most memorable time playing against Auburn. Even they were great on defense, but I was just a step better than them on offense.
Okay, you got that money handshake after the game
because
limitations, that done long passed. 1998.
I got the money shake. It was a bag. It had a sandwich in it, some chips in it, and it kind of drink that game.
That's
with
a
it, okay?
Luke Augusta bag. That's not a Herb Tyler bag. That's a Luke Augusta bag.
That's
that
right.
sandwich and them chips.
That's right. That's right. But yeah, man, that was a wonderful time. I still have – it's one of my favorite games that I've ever played. I made some really great plays in that game, one of which was a quarterback keeper that I like kind of jumped over the line and made a little shake and bake while it was in the air, made the safety miss, went left, and then dove into the end zone. It was one of my favorite plays I've ever made.
The fire game, your reaction to that off the bat?
My reaction was, what fire? I was so in tune to the game, I never saw the fire.
You never saw it?
The fires are behind us.
Okay, it was behind you.
So I'm so in tune to the game. We literally, I mean, I'm telling you, these guys for Auburn, they had always had our number on offense.
I got you.
It was literally mano a mano. It was just like a shoving match, and nobody would push, would budge either way. And so at the end of the game, a reporter came up to me and said, "What do you think about the fire?" I'm like, "What fire are you talking about?" I was on fire. I was. You're right. You talking about me? He's like, "No, we're talking about the athletic facility that burned up. It was some kind of gymnasium."
Yeah.
I'm like, "No, I didn't see that. But let me." And then he's like, "Yeah, it was a building. It was a giant fire and smoke everywhere, and nobody was watching the game." I'm like, okay.
Everybody looking at the fire, but right. You and the guy goes to show.
What I
see, a lot of people don't get it that when you're in that arena. That's your focus.
Yeah.
That's your focus. What's happening somewhere else?
No.
That's not your focus.
No, especially when that fire on that field was coming at me. So that's the only fire I saw and was worried about. But the other thing about that, too, is this is the thing that people ask me all the time. It's like, does the crowd really affect you? I don't hear the crowd. Well, let me say this. I didn't hear the crowd when I was playing. What I heard was I heard the defensive tackle making calls. I heard the linebacker making calls. I heard my offensive lineman making calls. I can hear what I'm saying and doing. I can hear Kevin in the back saying something, asking me a question about someone, Rondell or somebody. And that's what I hear. I never heard the roar of crowds when you're, going into the end zone and you're playing away and that crowd is making all this noise. I never, ever literally heard that because – I was always so in tune and so focused on what we were doing, it never bothered me, ever. I never heard it. When you hear it, it's after the play, when I dissect the defense, I make the call at the line, hike the ball, get the ball, hand it off, throw it, whatever, and then the whistle blows, the play is dead. That's when I heard the noise. And then I'm looking at signals, and once I get the signal in, everything goes quiet again. It's like mute. And so in my mind, that's not my mind, but in my reality, that's what my reality was. I only heard the crowd or whatever was going on around me, either when I was on the sideline or once the whistle or the play was blown dead for a few seconds, because then I got to get right back into what's next. What's the next play? Where are we going from here?
You know, I do this every year, and it'll probably be the last year I do it because of the way college football is being structured now. And even in the SEC, you don't play the same teams every year.
Right.
But yearly rivalries, which has produced the most NFL players, LSU-Alabama, they lap the field. They lap the field.
Yeah.
The number two spot is LSU-Florida.
Mm.
Well, guess who's four? LSU-Auburn.
Auburn.
And you think about all these guys that came out of Auburn.
Yes.
And it sort of reminds me when Georgia had the little changeover before Kirby and that they weren't producing as many NFL players. Now, man, we almost got to have a whole segment on Georgia if you played them because they got 10 or 12 guys every year that get drafted and probably five or six more that sign free agent contracts.
Yep.
Well, Auburn wasn't that high number-wise, but they always had a ton, and I'll never forget, we'd always make extra time. LSU-Alabama, LSU-Auburn, because of so many pro players, and that's not the case this year.
Well,
not the case.
LSU-Auburn, Alabama are the top teams in the West, have always been, will always be, unless Texas or Oklahoma, somebody comes in.
And we'll see how that transpers. I do think Texas is pretty damn good.
I agree.
They've recruited really, really well. And Oklahoma, man, they are who they are. They get some really good players there, too.
They do.
We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. And we want to thank Thibodaux Regional Health System's Tiger Scout Notebook. And it was brought to you by the Sports Medicine Center at Thibodaux Regional Health Systems. Thank Greg Stock and everybody there at Thibodaux Regional Health Systems for giving us this segment. We'll be back with more Tiger Tailgate right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike to tell you along with Herb Tyler. We're at 3535 Perkins Road, Acme Oyster House. Come on by and visit us. Got great food specials, drink specials here, and you can watch all the college football games. Just take a look up, and you're surrounded by televisions. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from Locked On SEC is Chris Gordy. Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Herb and I were swapping some stories. Herb was telling me a story about Cecil Collins telling him about he didn't want to play Tequila Spikes anymore.
No. Tequila didn't want to play.
Oh, Tequila didn't want to play.
Yes, he didn't want to see Cecil.
He didn't want to see Cecil anymore. And, man, the Tequila was a man out there on that field.
Yes, he was.
And I'll never forget in the national championship year, Derek Brown and just how dominant he was up front. And Damian Lewis ended up being a real high draft choice of Seattle, and he's playing for them now along their offensive line. He comes off the field, and, man, Derek Brown is spinning him around like a top, and he tells, you can figure out who the coach told him this. He said, man, coach, it's like it's blocking two of them. He said, well, hey, just try to block one of them. Don't worry about two of them. Block one of the guys.
That's right.
And this game has been a knockdown, drag-out fight throughout the years. You think even last year, Auburn jumps all over them like a bad cat.
Yep.
And then LSU comes back and catches them in the second half. This game's had some crazy twists and turns to it.
It has, and it's been a fun rivalry. And it's unfortunate that these teams are not going to play each other next year. It's going to end
That's
a
right.
32-year streak of matchups, but. Yeah, people forget, before Nick Saban, moseyed on into Tuscaloosa, Auburn LSU, this game decided the West winner for so
That's
many
right.
years.
Yep.
So this has been one of the best rivalries in all the SEC. And, yeah, you mentioned it. I mean, we've had some close ones. We've had, I can remember, Cadillac and Ronnie Brown coming into Tiger
Man.
Stadium. And, Skylar Green having to return a punt for a kickoff. And,
yep.
That 06 where a game I was at on the Plains where they – Jamarcus was driving late. He hits early Doucette. He gets interfered with. They wave the flag off. And then, of course, the next year with Demetrius Byrd in the final seconds where the Mad Hatter earned his stripes. So, yeah, there's been some great ones all throughout this rivalry. And, I kept looking at that betting line all week, guys, at LSU minus 11 or 10.5. And I kept going, man, it feels like this is one that's going to be close, even though it doesn't feel like it on paper.
That's true. Very true, Chris. Herb?
Chris, it's Mike and I were talking about this a little bit earlier as far as, the leadership at Auburn right now or in the past 5 or 6, 7, 8 years. How do you think Coach Freeze is going to be able to block out the noise from within his own camp and try to bring this program back to a little bit of prominence in the SEC West? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, he's doing a good job already. He's recruiting very well for 2024. They got a good class coming in and continue to build. I think they're around 17th overall for next year. And he gave them the primer a few weeks ago. He said, look, the schedule's going to get brutally tough, guys. Just letting you know. And here they are in the thick of it. They're on a two-game losing streak. They come to LSU tonight. They still have to play Ole Miss. On the backstretch, they still have to go to Arkansas. And, of course, they finished the season with the Iron Bowl hosting Alabama. So the schedule is brutally tough. Hugh Freeze is a really good coach. He's a really good offensive mind. But, man, I can't remember the last time a Hugh Freeze coach team was this bad offensively. I mean, they thought they were getting a prize in Peyton Thorne coming over in the transfer portal from Michigan State. But, my God, he's been so disappointing. 3 of his 5 games this year, he's thrown for less than 100 yards. Had that nice run against Georgia early in the game, but didn't do much of anything the rest of the way. If Auburn had any kind of competent quarterback play 2 weeks ago, they'd pull off the upset on Georgia. So, it's really funny, guys. We talk about, something's got to give. Auburn is 119th in FBS in passing offense. LSU is 119th in defending the pass. So something's got to give. Either Peyton
is the taffy pool, baby.
Tonight, throw for 300 yards, or LSU's defense is going to play like LSU's defense is supposed to play, and they're going to shut down the pass and roll up Auburn's offense.
Yeah, one of the things, you got to be impressed with Auburn defensively, and I don't think they loaded with talent, Chris. I'll be honest with you. I haven't watched them. They're not a team on defense, but they play good team defense. They swarm to the football quickly, but they've never went up against a guy like Jaden Daniels this year. That does make a difference who you play. And, man, Daniels has lit up basically everybody other than Florida State. So, man, it might be tough sledding so that those rankings of how good they are on defense, I get it, but they've never played Daniels in that combination of Malik. And I think this is basically the question. The development of Brian Thomas at wide receiver – that has really been a huge part of LSU's offense the last 3 to 4 weeks that we hadn't seen early. He was on the all-potential team, which means he ain't done a damn thing. Now he's productive. He's on the all-productive team now.
Yeah, no doubt. And we've seen it throughout LSU, right? Every time they've had a stud wide receiver, which is about every year in the SEC, they always have a number two, a guy who steps up. When Jamar Chase was drawing a double team, there's Justin Jefferson drawing the single coverage. Terrace Marshall even benefited being the number three on the championship team that year. Think back to last year, Kayshon Boutte, he was drawing the double teams. Yeah. Everybody was focused on him, and that's where Malik Nabers came in. And now this year we've seen a little bit where teams doubled Malik, and Brian Thomas Jr. is benefiting big time from it. And so, yeah, kudos to him. He has really stepped up his game. You know, to start the year, we thought it was going to be Kyren Lacy, but, you know, he had a couple drops in that Florida State game. And sure enough, Brian Thomas kind of jumps him on the depth chart and becomes that number two guy. So it's been great to watch. And I will say this, Mike, the strength of this Auburn defense is their secondary. They're not very good up front. I do like their weak side linebacker, Eugene Asante. He's got a couple of sacks on the year. But I think this is where we're going to see, can Auburn's linebackers keep up with Jaden Daniels when he's running the ball? I don't think he can. And that's where I think, Jaden, as much as you ran it last week, I think we're going to see more of that this week. Because I do think, you know, they will present some challenges as far as the secondary goes. I like Jalen Simpson. He's a stud back there. DJ James. They get their hands on a lot of footballs. So this will be good, you know, a good test for the LSU wide receivers like Brian Thomas, like Malik Nabers, because they're going to be covered by this Auburn secondary. Ron Roberts has done a really good job there for Auburn. And this might be the best defense that LSU sees so far this year.
Man, my boy Ron, everywhere he goes, remember him when he was at Southeastern, then he goes to University of Louisiana and gets that chance now at Auburn. Man, a great defensive mind. And he puts people in the right position to make a play. Now, you got to go do it as a player, but Ron's going to give you all the tools to help you get put in that spot.
Yeah, and he's got a good secondary coach, too. Zach Etheridge is a former DB there at Auburn, and he's done a great job coaching those guys up. When you talk about Nehemiah Pritchett, Jalen Simpson, Donovan Kaufman, the Rummel kid, I mean, it's a lot of juniors and seniors, so it's a lot of upperclassmen they have in that secondary. And again, you can see why they play so fundamentally sound. So that's going to be a really good test this week for LSU. I do think they can run the ball. I think Logan Diggs, this will be a big week for him. But I think a little bit lower scoring this week, guys. I think something like LSU 31, Auburn 17, something like that. I just can't see LSU's offense putting up a ton of points on Auburn because they're just so sound in the secondary.
So you like the under then?
I like the under. And look, man, I think, everybody is griped about the LSU defense, and rightfully so. It's been putrid the last couple weeks. But we saw some signs of life in the second half last week, the two interceptions, a couple sacks. Obviously, our old guy coming in on the defensive line, Pete Jenkins, he's made a difference already. Yeah. I think we see a little bit more of the defense that played Mississippi State a few weeks ago, where they're getting off the field on third downs, they're getting stops, because Auburn's offense is just – look, Hugh Freeze is going to have to dig out the trick plays this week to make things happen, because they are not going to be able to just line up and pass it all over the field on LSU.
Last question, Quiz.
No, I was just going to ask a quick question real quickly. Peyton Thorne or Robert Ashford today? Do you see more Peyton Thorne or Robert?
We're going to see both. Peyton Thorne's going to start, but I think once, you know, he's not been able to move the football through the air, they're going to mix in Robbie Ashford runs. I mean, I think he's got 5 rushing touchdowns on the year. Ashford, he's an added dynamic, and especially in the red zone, he comes in and he gives them a whole other wrinkle. But I think we'll see split. I think it'll be mostly Thorne, but definitely going to see Ashford mixed in there.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us
this
afternoon. Man, we really appreciate it. Good luck with everything. And, man, if they want to hear more from you, they can subscribe to Locked On SEC on the Odyssey app. It's part of the Locked On Podcast Network. At your team every day. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it, bud.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.
All righty. That was Chris Gordy from Locked On SEC. We'll be back to finish it up here in our number one of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike to tell you along with Herb Tyler. We're at 3535 Perkins Road, Acme Oyster House. Come on by and visit us. Got great food specials, drink specials here, and you can watch all the college football games. Just take a look up, and you're surrounded by televisions. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from Locked On SEC is Chris Gordy. Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Herb and I were swapping some stories. Herb was telling me a story about Cecil Collins telling him about he didn't want to play Tequila Spikes anymore.
No. Tequila didn't want to play.
Oh, Tequila didn't want to play.
Yes, he didn't want to see Cecil anymore.
He didn't want to see Cecil anymore. And, man, Tequila was a man out there on that field.
Yes, he was.
And I'll never forget in the national championship year, Derek Brown and just how dominant he was up front. And Damian Lewis ended up being a real high draft choice of Seattle, and he's playing for them now along their offensive line. He comes off the field, and, man, Derek Brown is spinning him around like a top, and he tells, you can figure out who the coach told him this. He said, man, coach, it's like it's blocking two of them. He said, well, hey, just try to block one of them. Don't worry about two of them. Block one of the guys.
That's right.
And this game has been a knockdown, drag-out fight throughout the years. You think even last year, Auburn jumps all over him like a bad cat.
Yep.
And then LSU comes back and catches him in the second half. This game's had some crazy twists and turns to it.
It has, and it's been a fun rivalry. And it's unfortunate that these teams are not going to play each other next year. It's going to end a 32-year streak of matchups, but – Yeah, people forget, before Nick Saban, you know, moseyed on into Tuscaloosa, Auburn LSU, this game decided the West winner for so
That's
many
right.
years.
Yep.
So this has been one of the best rivalries in all the SEC. And, yeah, you mentioned it. I mean, we've had some close ones. We've had, I can remember, Cadillac and Ronnie Brown coming into Tiger Stadium. And, you know, Skylar Green having to return a punt for a kickoff. And, that 06 where a game I was at on the Plains where they – Jamarcus was driving late. He hits early Doucette. He gets interfered with. They wave the flag off. And then, of course, the next year with Demetrius Byrd in the final seconds where the Mad Hatter earned his stripes. So, yeah, there's been some great ones all throughout this rivalry. And, I kept looking at that betting line all week, guys, at LSU minus 11 or 10.5. And I kept going, man, like, it feels like this is one that's going to be close, even though it doesn't feel like it on paper.
That's true. Very true, Chris.
Herb? Chris, you know, Mike and I were talking about this a little bit earlier as far as, you know, the leadership at Auburn right now or in the past 5 or 6, 7, 8 years. How do you think Coach Freeze is going to be able to block out the noise from within his own camp and try to bring this, this program back to a little bit of prominence in the SEC West? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, he's doing a good job already. He's recruiting very well for 2024. They got a good class coming in and continue to build. I think they're around 17th overall for next year. And he gave them the primer a few weeks ago. He said, look, the schedule's going to get brutally tough, guys. Just let you know. And here they are in the thick of it. They're on a two-game losing streak. They come to LSU tonight. They still have to play Ole Miss. On the backstretch, they still have to go to Arkansas. And, of course, they finished the season with the Iron Bowl hosting Alabama. So the schedule is brutally tough. Hugh Freeze is a really good coach. He's a really good offensive mind. But, man, I can't remember the last time a Hugh Freeze coach team was this bad offensively. I mean, they thought they were getting a prize in Peyton Thorne coming over in the transfer portal from Michigan State. But, my God, he's been so disappointing. 3 of his 5 games this year, he's thrown for less than 100 yards. Had that nice run against Georgia early in the game, but didn't do much of anything the rest of the way. If Auburn had any kind of competent quarterback play 2 weeks ago, they'd pull off the upset on Georgia. So, it's really funny, guys. We talk about, you know, something's got to give. Auburn is 119th in FBS in passing offense. LSU is 119th in defending the pass. So something's got to give. Either Peyton
Thorne's
going to come into Death
Valley
baby. Tonight. Yeah, throw for 300 yards, or LSU's defense is going to play like LSU's defense is supposed to play, and they're going to shut down the pass and roll up Auburn's offense.
Yeah, one of the things, you got to be impressed with Auburn defensively, and I don't think they loaded with talent, Chris. I'll be honest with you. I haven't watched them. They're not a team on defense, but they play good team defense. They swarm to the football quickly, but they've never went up against a guy like Jaden Daniels this year. That does make a difference who you play. And, man, Daniels has lit up basically everybody other than Florida State. So, man, it might be tough sledding so that those rankings of how good they are on defense, I get it, but they've never played Daniels in that combination of Malik. And I think this is basically the question. The development of Brian Thomas at wide receiver – that has really been a huge part of LSU's offense the last 3 to 4 weeks that we hadn't seen early. He was on the all-potential team, which means he ain't done a damn thing. Now he's productive. He's on the all-productive team now.
Yeah, no doubt. And we've seen it throughout LSU, right? Every time they've had a stud wide receiver, which is about every year in the SEC, they always have a number two, a guy who steps up. When Jamar Chase was drawing a double team, there's Justin Jefferson drawing the single coverage. Terrace Marshall even benefited being the number three on the championship team that year. Think back to last year, Kayshawn Boutte, he was drawing the double teams. Everybody was focused on him, and that's where Malik Nabers came in. And now this year we've seen a little bit where teams doubled Malik, and Brian Thomas Jr. is benefiting big time from it. And so, yeah, kudos to him. He has really stepped up his game. You know, to start the year, we thought it was going to be Kyron Lacy, but, you know, he had a couple drops in that Florida State game. And sure enough, Brian Thomas kind of jumps him on the depth chart and becomes that number two guy. So it's been great to watch. And I will say this, Mike, the strength of this Auburn defense is their secondary. They're not very good up front. You know, I do like their weak side linebacker, Eugene Asante. He's got a couple of sacks on the year. But I think this is where we're going to see, can Auburn's linebackers keep up with Jaden Daniels when he's running the ball? I don't think he can. And that's where I think, Jaden, as much as you ran it last week, I think we're going to see more of that this week. Because I do think, you know, they will present some challenges as far as the secondary goes. I like Jalen Simpson. He's a stud back there. DJ James, they get their hands on a lot of football. So this will be good, you know, a good test for the LSU wide receivers like Brian Thomas, like Malik Nabers, because they're going to be covered by this Auburn secondary. Ron Roberts has done a really good job there for Auburn. And this might be the best defense that LSU sees so far this year.
Man, my boy Ron, everywhere he goes, remember him when he was at Southeastern, then he goes to University of Louisiana and gets that chance now at Auburn. Man, a great defensive mind. And he puts people in the right position to make a play. Now, you got to go do it as a player, but Ron's going to give you all the tools to help you get put in that spot.
Yeah, and he's got a good secondary coach, too. Zach Etheridge is a former DB there at Auburn, and he's done a great job coaching those guys up. When you talk about Nehemiah Pritchett, Jalen Simpson, Donovan Kaufman, the Rummel kid, I mean, it's a lot of juniors and seniors, so it's a lot of upperclassmen they have on that in that secondary. And again, you can see why they play so fundamentally sound. So that's going to be a really good test this week for LSU. I do think they can run the ball. I think Logan Diggs, this will be a big week for him. But I think a little bit lower scoring this week, guys. I think something like LSU 31, Auburn 17, something like that. I just can't see LSU's offense putting up a ton of points on Auburn because they're just so sound in the secondary.
So you like the under then?
I like the under. And look, man, I think, everybody has griped about the LSU defense, and rightfully so. It's been putrid the last couple weeks. But we saw some signs of life in the second half last week, the two interceptions, a couple sacks. Obviously, our old guy coming in on the defensive line, Pete Jenkins, he's made a difference already. Yeah. I think we see a little bit more of the defense that played Mississippi State a few weeks ago, where they're getting off the field on third downs, they're getting stops, because Auburn's offense is just – look, Hugh Freeze is going to have to dig out the trick plays this week to make things happen, because they are not going to be able to just line up and pass it all over the field on LSU.
Last question, Quiz.
No, I was just going to ask a quick question real quickly. Peyton Thorne or Robert Ashford today? Do you see more Peyton Thorne or Robert?
We're going to see both. Peyton Thorne's going to start, but I think once, you know, he's not able to move the football through the air, they're going to mix in Robbie Ashford runs. I mean, I think he's got 5 rushing touchdowns on the year. Ashford, he's an added dynamic, and especially in the red zone, he comes in and he gives them a whole other wrinkle. But I think we'll see split. I think it'll be mostly Thorne, but definitely going to see Ashford mixed in there.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us
this afternoon.
Man, we really appreciate it. Good luck with everything. And, man, if they want to hear more from you, they can subscribe to Locked On SEC on the Odyssey app. It's part of the Locked On Podcast Network. At your team every day. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it, bud.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.
All righty. That was Chris Gordy from Locked On SEC. We'll be back to finish it up here in our number one of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, live from Acme Oyster House here in Baton Rouge. We're finishing up here in our number one of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettay along with Herb Tyler. Got one more hour left, and we're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Got great drink specials, food specials, and you can watch all the college football games as you're surrounded by television here. Also want to thank Map Construction, Map Built, Build Beyond. We'll be back with more Tiger Tailgating right after this break here on the Big 870.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.